Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
No. What he just said, man. Erase.
Lines are moving here based on injuries and how teams have played.
Come on, you know what time it is. It's time for Moneyline with Kevin Walsh.
That is, with no respect, the single dumbest thing I've ever heard. And if that is your opinion, just know you are a buffoon who needs to go back to the drawing board.
And Donnie Rightside.
Now at least the shadow ban's off my account. So, I mean, come on now. We're living. We're out here living now on Twitter, man. I'm telling you, that's the way to go.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network. Sirius XM, channel 159.
Holiday week, let's get it started today. It's a Monday on Moneyline and a lot to look back on and a lot to look forward to, including every 4 years it gets popping. And how about this? Live in the afternoon, USA Soccer? Say it ain't so, K-Dub. The show is going to be too good to be true.
It absolutely is. But should we, in typical us fashion, begin with a little complaint? What do you think?
I'll
be on my side here. You will.
Let me hear it.
All right. So yesterday I'm talking with someone, right? And they say, hey.
Oh, boy.
Pretty excited for the game. I go, nah, yeah, me too. Should be good. They go, yeah, starts at 1 p.m. I go, I think I said 2. They go, nah, man, I haven't seen the advertisements. Starts at 1.
Oh, no.
And I said, huh, interesting. No, I'm pretty sure it's 2. Considering the, you know, our business, our showtime, I should know. Let me see what's what. I look it up. It's 2. Hey, you know what? I don't know what he saw, but it is what it is, right? No big deal.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm watching the football, and I say, oh, I see what he saw. You know, they do this always with soccer, more than any sport. They go, USA Wales, coverage starts tomorrow at 1 p.m. Whoa, now they tune in. Enjoy your hour pregame show. That's unacceptable behavior.
It's always unacceptable. When every sports league tends to do it at the worst times here. The ones I used to like the best were Sunday NHL noon start time. Back when the Flyers were good. I mean, I got to get home by 12 o'clock. I got to do this. I got to do that. It's like 12:32, man. They ain't even dropped the puck yet. I'm just like, you have got to be kidding me. That is false advertising. A class action lawsuit needs to be in. What it should actually say is, game time 2 p.m., but catch us for the pregame show, a full 1 hour that starts at 1 o'clock. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, man. It's just, I can't, because then I was like, well, I was hoping to be wrong, right? Because that'd be great. Then you and I would almost have the whole deal. But yes. It is what it is, man. We're rocking and rolling. So, hey, I'm excited, though.
It's going to take us 1 hour to break this thing down. So, thank goodness that game doesn't start until 2 p.m. Eastern. And we can really get after it and have some fun. Talking about getting after it and have some fun. If every game, what was it, 5-2-6? What was the final this morning? 5-2-6-2 for the English?
6-2 actually, the final score.
Smoked them. I mean, you want to talk about just putting down like who's anytime goal scorer. I mean, the books had to get absolutely because they have enough money to pay out the rest of the tournament with the amount of money they had to pay out this morning.
No, you know what's interesting? So I'm sure there are some people that jump in, right, on an over, let's have some fun. But the most popular guy's Harry Kane, and he did not score.
Oh, so, Harry.
And you would have thought with six goals, right?
Yeah.
Had to have. So with that reason, that maybe saves them a little bit. Here's the other thing. With that start time, maybe a little too early. Plus, would you be surprised if some people were saving some bullets for, hey, listen, man, as fun as that is that England's playing,
yeah,
I got United States-Wales action. I got to be in the mix on this.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I would like? One of these sports to say, the biggest liability in the history of the room is U.S. soccer today. We need Wales desperately. Yeah. Like, that would be a hilarious tweet.
Yes, like if you're down, let's just say even in like Vegas, like or like the MGM or the Bellagio, like, hey, look, we might be bankrupt by the end of, like, note the chips on the floor all, like, where'd all the chips go for blackjack? They're all in the cage right now because if we lose, we're going to lose everything here. Is there a single person, because I do get a kick out of this too. Now, you can be fans, and I get it, and it's I like to play this up as well, but there's two factions running around on Twitter right now. The faction that goes, oh, yeah, every 4 years, and people tend to know soccer, which is true. Nobody really cares about soccer, but every 4 years for three games, then we go back to watching NFL and everything else in our merry lives here in the U.S. But it's okay to have fun on this, right? It's all right for somebody, hey, man, I'm just going to throw down 25, 50, 100 bucks on the U.S. and see what happens today. There's no shame in that. Come on, people. Like, what? The hardcore, you're like, oh, man, you don't even know anything. So what? Nobody knows anything about soccer. Who even knows anything about soccer? Stop.
The worst gamblers are those who pretend to be better than everybody else. I've often maintained that. But, you know, Donnie, we've made sure to mix in some soccer here and there on both this show and the early line. Okay? Maybe some of the watchers and listeners out there don't know a thing. But guess what? Also, some of you do because you're sports fans. So you follow along. Is it your strength? Is it your best sport? No, not necessarily. We all have our strengths. But again, like people always try to be, the people that try to be above the gambler, man. Yeah. Hey, listen, if you out there only give baseball picks, okay, I got you. But why didn't you pipe down? You had a three-leg, six-point teaser yesterday, and you got beat because you teased the birds out, and it was a seven-point line, and it all sudden busted or something. All right, so just hit the brakes, man. I had enough of these people.
Tough scenes out here. Well, we got you for the next 2 hours here, so make sure you stick around here on Moneyline on a Monday on the Sports Grid Network. There is Monday Night Football tonight, and it is going to be a blowout. But I think there's some angles that you can make some money on. So join us. Come on back. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Broncos Nation, let's ride. Oh, yeah, Russell Wilson. That's the way you start off another segment here. If you want to get involved in the first hour, it's easy. 844-843-6879. It's DRS. It's K-Dub. He doesn't know what's going on over here. There's injuries across the NFL. There's World Cup action today. By the way, is there a game right now? Is there a game just ended? Do we have one that just ended?
I'm going to check if it's over or not.
I saw 0-0 around like halftime. I saw
2-0 at some point.
Oh, wow.
So
about that? Senegals? Senegalese? How do you pronounce it? What is their official term? With Netherlands.
I'm not positive, but I do know at one point it was 2-0.
Oh, what? 2-0 Netherlands. Yeah.
And that's your final score as well. By the way, quickly on the World Cup here, this morning.
Yeah,
I don't remember if we were on or off.
Oh, we were.
But there was a bet, +130 for 8 goals to be scored today in the World Cup.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
I mean, what?
I mean, why'd you talk me out of it?
I didn't talk you out of it. I didn't bet it myself. Game number. You know what? Here's my counter. That hitting in game number one would have been too boring, so I'm glad I'm not on it. Come on, that's tremendous.
We should. And by the way, you would have been angry. Like, why don't we just run it up the pole? Like, you know, take another couple ladder shots up there. Like, why not 11.5 goals at a massive price? Yeah, they crushed that. So that's right. It hit in the first game overall, which is pretty impressive. Man.
Yeah, you don't see. You're not going to see that many days. I'll tell you that right now.
Now, by the way, Wales, good offense. Bad offense. Like, why can't we get like both teams to score in this game? Is that what we're looking? Like, I have no idea. Whales. I mean, how big is the? What is it? Like, it's like the size of, I don't know, Freehold or something, right? Whales.
You know who their best player is, though. Like, are you familiar enough?
Yes, I do.
You know, all right. So they've got a little bit of a punch there. Look, I think for both teams to score is obviously always going to be pretty tempting at a number like this one here, right? Because sometimes you'll see those like -220. It's like, ooh, they're going to light it up. This is a light number. And like we said, the expected goals is 2. You get the first team, you're on the second team, and if you can get one early, you're loving it. Also, you know, I don't know. Goals haven't looked super hard. We're young. We're sample sized at a very small rate right now. But goals, it's not like everything has been a complete snooze fest.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just, you know, just kind of looking through everything. So I would be tempted by that bet. I see the vision.
Now, one country has 332 million people. The other has 3 million. Like, why isn't this -60,000 U.S.? Like, I have to be missing something here with our is our soccer this bad? Like, I don't, like, honestly, like, I'm not even being, like, joking now. Why? We didn't just pick this up yesterday. It's been generations here, and you're going into a matchup where you're barely favored against a place with 3 million people. What is this?
I'd like to believe that some of that is tongue-in-cheek, though I can never really tell with you, with stuff.
But the girls are good, though, right? Like, why do the men stink and the girls are good? I don't get it.
I think I can explain this quite easily. Nani, go through the list of sports in the United States and you tell me where soccer ranks. Football.
Basketball, I know what you're saying here. But hockey. How about the participation, though? I bet you there's more people playing soccer combined than every other sport. That's the way it feels like.
But it's about where your best athletes go, right? I think that, and it's also not just your best athletes, it's probably kind of the best resources, right? The time spent on it. It's just all very different. I think that you're also, you're massively behind everywhere else where it is their only sport. It is... And I say only, that's maybe a bit drastic, but again, somebody please name me a player on the English men's basketball team. Obviously, you can't do that. I am not even entirely sure it's a thing. How about the Welsh? Like, the list goes on and on and on. This is a sport that for almost everywhere else in the world is all they care about. And here in the United States, it is working its way to maybe being the fourth option on the table. Like, that's why. On the women's side of it, though, Donnie, it does appear like there is no football, right? At least at a high level for women. So right away, you're knocking that off as competition. So you kind of see the vision there. That is ultimately the answer as to why the gap exists and why the men's national team was not able to rock up to the World Cup and just dominate here. Like, to some degree, you almost expect from the USA on the world stage in certain aspects.
Yeah, and by the way, getting fired on your day off, Melvin Gordon, gone from the Denver Broncos. As we hit the phone lines, 844-843-6879. The Moose, he's loose on a Monday. You know he's ready to get down with some soccer. What's up, Moose?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah.
But hey,
whoa,
this is where I'm coming from. All right, now, you guys had that lead-in. JP played that lead-in with you being a buffoon. Now, I have to say, I am jumping on the sword, and I'm going to save you, DRS, because you're not the biggest buffoon. I am. For that Bears comment last week about your alum, and I duly apologize, okay? I am so sorry. Sometimes you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Okay, how about this? Let's go over to some Mount Union and them Salisbury guys. They held Salisbury to 65 total yards. 65 total yards. And Salisbury has hell of a running back, from my understanding. Okay? 51 to nothing. You know what? You might as well put them damn Browns in the oven because they're cooked. I'm done with them. I'm going to start rooting for the Bengals. And K-Dub, I got a question for you. Looking at Ohio State and how they just that you know, they were very, very fortunate to win that game. Now, K-Dub, could there be another Heisman hopeful other than a quarterback this year? And then I'm just gonna end it out with this, okay? How about the FTX Ponzi scheme that's going on right now, okay, in the cryptocurrency world? Look, you have Tom Brady, you have Steph Curry, you have Naomi Osaka, you got Shohei Ohtani, okay? And here's the other thing, okay? Major League Baseball, Monumental Sports Entertainment, Golden State Warriors, Mercedes Formula One, and the Miami Heat, known also, it used to be the FTX Arena. Boy, this is going to be something interesting to follow. But once again, Donnie, I apologize. You know, I'm jumping on that sword. Yeah, I'm the biggest buffoon, K-Dub. I'm the biggest buffoon. You guys have a great day. I'm getting ready to put some steaks on the grill. Have a cold one.
Can't wait. Yeah.
I really appreciate you guys. Shout out to JP as always. Guys, have a great day.
There you go. Moose checking in here on a Monday, ready to go. And by the way, that FTX thing, Kevin, I know you don't want me to share, but the reason why Kevin works Saturdays and Sundays, lost a little bit in FTX, I heard.
Nonsense.
Right? I was just speaking. Or like, there's people behind the scenes.
You know what we talk about,
with
mandates,
the initials JP,
right?
That said that.
You would almost think that Donnie has a lie mandate and that he has a quota to fill on each and every show. And he just must lie like at least 3 times per show. So he's out of the gates early. Already ticking a box. Quickly, though, to the point made there by Moose about could a Heisman winner not play the quarterback position. The odds have, you know, seemingly narrowed this down to Caleb and CJ. Though Blake Corum,
is he hurt, Corum? Is he hurt? Like, why do I keep on thinking he's hurt every week? Give me the lowdown here.
He got hurt in the Illinois game, but then looked to play in the second half. Unless he is going to be legitimately out at 18-1, that is a mistake. But maybe suggests he will be out.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. We have a lot of topics to cover, and college football is right up there, man. We are getting down to the nitty-gritty. We'll have some fun with that. But if you want to get involved like Moose did, call us. 844-843-6879. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number one here on Moneyline Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Telephone numbers again, 844-843-6879. A lot to get to today. But as I said, we like to update like some of those hot topics right off the bat. Melvin Gordon gone from the Denver Broncos. Fumbled way too many games. But of course, Melvin Gordon was not the issue with the Denver Broncos. There's a lot more going on. Also, Wandell tore his ACL for the New York Giants. That's the last thing they needed. They're ready to run a full Wildcat offense the rest of the way this year, looks like, K-Dub.
Look, the Giants are... You want to start with the Giants, you want to go to the Denver Broncos side?
Either one, I just brought... This is a couple topics flowing through.
Yeah, look, I think they're both fascinating. I'd rather than hit the Denver thing, just because the Denver Broncos have turned into one of the most interesting predictions I assume I will ever make. And I'm talking, of course, that was my Super Bowl pick preseason. I don't know how many people out there hear that and think, what a buffoon. And look, obviously, a 3-7 team, I don't have any grand ideas of them making the playoffs, much less making a Super Bowl run. But I don't feel bad about the pick at all. Like, the Nets look like maybe they'll turn some things around, but a part of me goes, you should have maybe weighed the chaos factor a little bit. That's kind of all they've been. The Denver Broncos have been an injury mess from the word go. And that's still not been the defining thing of this season. They have the best defense in the NFL. And yet somehow, even in a game like, Russell Wilson averaged 8 yards per pass. He only had 7 incompletions. Passer rating at 99.8. That's not bad. And they still only managed to score 16 points against a disgrace of a defense in the Vegas Raiders, that have allowed 20-plus, I believe, to every single team they've played this year, including the first go-around of when they saw the Denver Broncos. And you could try and say, oh, look, man, Nate Hackett. But I actually think that Russell Wilson is more of the problem than Nathaniel Hackett. It's just that we know they are not getting rid of Russell Wilson, and it's why Nathaniel Hackett needs to be and will be fired when it's all said and done.
Now, also, answer me this question of the Denver Broncos. You know, never in the past have I watched Russell Wilson and had any question about his arm or his arm strength. I'm telling you, the more I watch the Denver Broncos now, which is such a pain, like, it's not even fun. The Denver Broncos coming into the season, one of those teams you probably circled, like, hey, man, they're going to be in a lot of big games. They got big-time talent. Now I got Russell Wilson. They're going to be a factor. But I'm telling you, Kevin, I see stepping back in the pocket. And I used to always joke, you don't need an offensive line. Like, he'll just juke two guys, roll out to the left, wait 3 seconds, and somebody will come open, and he'll fire it downfield. Boom, completion, big play. That's what Russ does. I now see him doing that same thing, but now holding the ball longer and taking sacks as if he can't get away. But more importantly, the ball doesn't come out the same of Russell Wilson that it did the last 5 years. It just doesn't. The deep balls look more of laboring long shots, and it's the same way I felt about the older court, like Phillip Rivers as he got older, you know, Peyton Manning as he got older, Drew Brees in the most recent, and also, you know, Matt Ryan as well, where it used to be effortlessly, where they would just flick of a wrist 35 yards downfield. That's what Russ does. And I just see it now, like, where's the crispness? Could it be, and I don't want to say because it's hard, maybe just a tough year, or maybe he's got more injuries than we know of, but it just feels to me like, if I'm a Denver front office guy, I say, wow, we paid so much and gave up so much. We thought over the next 5 years we were getting a top five level quarterback that could put us over the top. Did we swing and miss so bad that we crushed our franchise for a couple years?
It's certainly possible. And I think many people would slap a yes on that question. I'll offer the optimistic view then for the Denver Broncos. Though, again, most people probably would think I wouldn't and would slander them because they've embarrassed me. But I don't feel embarrassed really at all by the Super Bowl pick. There's aspects of this roster that are good. Here's why I think you have optimism, and there's two. One, we are very aware that Russell Wilson is injured. That is not excuse-making. He had to get a shot in his arm to basically make his shoulder movable to throw a football. And also had a hamstring injury that cost him a week of football and probably should have cost him more, considering what hamstring injuries have done to everybody that doesn't have Wolverine blood. And secondly, the coaching situation is bad. Nate Hackett is in over his head. Donnie, you usually have some kind of, not a written down list, but an in your head one, I think, of coaching candidates that you would think would be good hires. Whoever you think is at the top of that list, if that person walks into Denver, plus Russ is healthier, I think there is some reason to believe that this will be a drastic one, albeit, but a speed bump for Russ, and he can get back to maybe not top five quarterback play, but top 10, 12 quarterback play, and certainly avoid what is right now one of the 10 worst quarterbacks in the sport, it feels.
You know, there's a lot of home. Like, I don't think you can get some of these guys. But we're going to talk college football in just a little bit. And if you want to talk about a, you know, perfect fit, perfect glove, you name it, shoe, gloves, hats, coats, suits, like the perfect tailored fit. Imagine Lincoln Riley going into Denver. Hey, Russ, you see what I do out here with these kids that can run around and are a little bit mobile. I'm going to put it so every play I dial up, you run an RPO, three guys are just running wide open all over the place. I'm going to come in here. Now, granted, he makes $100 million. Not a year. 10 years, $100 million, whatever it is, plus. He's in L.A. I mean, he's probably never going near the NFL. But again, when you're talking about Walmart money that goes, you're making $100 million? Let's double that guaranteed. Come on. 10 years, $200 million. And everybody else in the NFL gets all upset because, you know, now you're moving the needle here on what coaches are going to make. They don't care. Hey, come fix this franchise. Like, that would be the perfect fit. I don't think he would ever come, but that's the type of level it's going to take. And also, getting back to your original point, it's pretty crazy. Like, you're in the NFL, right? you probably got in the interview process, you walk in as a wannabe head coach, right, getting interviewed. There's probably 10 people in that room, from front office to psychiatric or, you know, psychology majors to GMs to head scouts in there. They're just trying to pick your brain. How did the, did it really come down to this where we joked last year, Kevin, was, you know what? Did Nathaniel Hackett go in there and go, I got Aaron Rodgers. You get me, you get him. And it didn't work out, or it backed out, or they could never admit that's what happened. Because he looks like it, it's hard to be a disaster as a head coach, but it looks like we found it.
Yeah, I don't think it's that hard to be a disaster as a head coach. I think we've seen disasters.
But we have, but at like all levels, though, right? Because sometimes you come in and be like, hey, look, I'm an offensive guy. I never was a head coach before. I'm going to help. I'm going to be the CEO. We're going to run things, and I'm going to manage games. Like, he hasn't managed anything. You have Russell Wilson in that offense, and you are absolutely horrendous. But on top of it, Kevin, I don't know when the challenge, have a timeout, or do anything during the game that's in a football flow.
Right. We so often that Rodgers' connection is very relevant, but it's not as if they struck out on Rodgers and then landed on, I'm not even, like, a Teddy Bridgewater, right? Like, yeah. The crazy thing is, if I would have told you, like, again, crystal ball theory, the Broncos signed Teddy Bridgewater, and they have the best defense in the entire league. 10 games in, what's the record? 5-5, 6-4, right?
Yeah.
They are 3-7, and it's because, now it's a lot of factors, right? But they got Russell Wilson, right? If I would have told you, hey, they got Russell Wilson, best defense in football, 8-2? Yeah. Are they 10-0?
Yes. I mean, they're taking down the Chiefs. That's how you beat the Chiefs. Correct. Kick-ass defense and a great quarterback.
Like, are they the best team in football, right? Is what I think a lot of people would have started to wonder. And look, I hear what you're saying about the, you know, the college hires, but I think this is part of the reason. I think Dallas has no chance to retain their coordinators like they did this past offseason. Because basically, Kellen Moore is just too perfect for everyone in the NFL, right? Super young, offensive mind that people aren't enamored with. And Dan Quinn, who had some success in this league before as a head coach, okay? He can't go out there, put this type of defensive season on tape 2 years in a row, and not get hired this offseason cycle, assuming there's enough jobs.
Yes, and also when you take a look at both of those guys, like Dan Quinn probably has more money than he knows what to do with already being ahead. You know what I mean? Traveling that path where he's taking that certain angle that's like, you know what? I'm going to wait a year because we thought he was ready to be a head coach last year. Comes back, and now he's probably going to have his pick of jobs if whoever knows what's even open at this point. But also Jerry Jones has a way of saying, I'll pay you like a head coach. Just stay and be the defensive coordinator. They did that to Kellen Moore. They also did it to Jason Garrett at times. Like, hey, you're the head coach in waiting here. I have a ton of money. There's no salary cap on coaches. Are you happy just being the defensive coordinator for basically like a head coach's salary? Yeah, sure. Stay on and stick with it here. But you're right about, like, Kellen Moore. Forget, because the older defensive coordinators, I don't care how good you are, the next level for a team is you want to find that offensive guy. If Kellen Moore, I bet he could go in the offseason to Jerry, hey, Jerry, look, you make me head coach, or I'm taking the job with the Chargers, like, tomorrow. All right, fine, we're going to fire Mike McCarthy. And nobody would care. Like, oh, that's the right move here. See you, Mike McCarthy. But I do believe that you're right on the right path. They have two head coaches in waiting in Dallas. They're lucky that they're still there at this point.
100%. Like, they jump right off of the page. And they won't be the only one. We know that these offensive coordinators get strong looks, and I'll tell you this. I mean, how about the fact that the Denver Broncos are going to be like, hold on a minute. The two candidates that are going to be off the market are Steve Wilks and Jeff Saturday? Two guys we would have never even remotely called in for an interview? Yeah, this is good stuff.
My goodness. World Cup coming up soon. We're going to preview it next. Damn right we are. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it, talking some football, having some fun, and also football coming up here in just a matter of moments, it feels like. News and notes around the NFL. I know you guys always love this. Panthers coach Steve Wilks said he will announce his starting quarterback for Denver on Wednesday. Is that just me? It's automatically Darnold? Is that it? Like, who? He's not waiting until Wednesday. But yeah, you know, Baker looked good on Tuesday, which is our day off.
I mean, it's not great, but here's the thing. You know what's funny? I got to appreciate that from Wilkes. Mm-hmm. Baker, the whole thing's obviously, but the whole season's been a disaster, right?
Yeah.
And what every coach likes to do is, hey, man, Baker showed us a lot of good stuff, and, you know, we're taking a look there. Now, 21-33, 198, 5.9 per pass, no touchdowns, two picks, right? That would have been a lie. Steve's like, look, man, I don't know who's starting. And I wish he would have added, and does it really matter?
Yeah.
Like, I wish he would have slapped that on the back end. Are you surprised at these reports that they're looking to keep Steve Wilkes?
No.
I can't
I'm not surprised by it. Do I think he's going to get the job? No, I don't.
Oh, I do.
You think he's going to get the job?
They're basically saying that they're thinking of keeping him, so I don't know what's going to change.
Well, I think they want him still. They're in a precarious spot where you don't want to lose your football team. So imagine Tepper coming out and be like, hey, what do you think about Steve Wells? what do you think about him? Next question. Like, no, we lost the locker room.
Because you still want to. It's like sources reporting. It's not like everyone's just basing it off Tepper comments. It's sourced. It's like the feeling around the organization is that Steve Wilkes is going to keep this job.
Well, also, which source is going to get outed when they go, hey, by the way, man, this guy's gone. This guy's gone. But yeah, but nobody's going to say that and sabotage Drone, because I'm not looking at him being the coach next year. I'm just looking at they want to just be a competent football team, if that's possible, and have everybody still pulling in the same direction. If you're releasing behind the scenes, hey, bud, this guy's a lame duck coach, that player's going to be out on Saturday night till 2 a.m. partying.
You do play by your own rules. I'll tell you that much. You really do. I basically said, man, are you surprised that they said he's going to keep the job? And when you said, this is pretty, you said, no, Donnie's really thinks he's going to keep it. And Don said, no, I'm just not surprised that they said it, because they're clearly lying right now. The sources are all wrongs, but it's sourced, so there's no face to it. So there's no reason to lie. If they keep Steve Wilkes, it's just that goes against the grain of what we've seen from a lot of hires.
Yeah.
If they feel like Steve Wilkes has the locker room, okay. But the one thing that we have seen be a bit disastrous, right, is draft a quarterback and then the coach isn't on the same timeline there. I know Steve Wilkes would be a part of the decision, whichever quarterback that you would draft, assuming that's where Carolina goes. What you can't then do is next year, right? You start Darnold the first 5 weeks. Don is like, greatest decision of all time. In comes your rookie, and then you fire Steve Wilkes next season. You can't do that, because now, again, you're putting your young quarterback, like we just saw with Justin Fields, in a bad spot for no reason.
No, I hear you on that, too. But if you're going, I don't want to say it in another direction, what are they going to do at the end of the year, the Panthers? They're drafting a quarterback. Is Wilkes going to be that guy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how'd it go last time they gave Wilkes the job and gave him a young quarterback? I mean, the young quarterback and him were gone at the end of the year. So is that the blueprint you want? Not to say it would happen again, like it did in Arizona. I'm just looking at it from a perspective where you have an owner. I think is the richest owner in football. I don't know if that changed with the Walton family coming in and buying it. But this guy, he's going to be able to pay for somebody to come in. Hey, look, I just gave Matt Rhule more money than God, and he was untested. I'll do the same thing. I just need somebody here who's going to be able to treat this young quarterback the right way and build something here. I just don't know if Wilkes is going to be that guy. And it's not a shot at Wilkes and can he be a good head football coach. I'm just looking at what makes the most sense for me. Get an offensive guy in here, because that's the only way the franchise is going to succeed. That's the way it feels. Now, right or wrong, right? Because we're looking right now in New York, Kevin. For the Jets, you can transition that. Look at their quarterback under siege. Now, is it Robert Saleh's fault? No, he didn't draft him per se. But he's also not an offensive guru. He's a defensive guy. Look at the struggles there. Now, it looks like, you know, Chicago's finally waking up. We were joking, like, Eberflus is the coach. Like, what are you guys doing out here? They were horrendous the first couple weeks of the season. But now it looks like their offensive coordinator opening up things up and it might work. But I always like, if you're going to draft quarterback, spend a lot of money and get a quarterback guru in there as your head coach.
Yeah, it's always the best option. Who are some of these coordinators? What do you think, LaFleur from the Jets? I feel like he could be a name that people look at, which would be tough for the Jets. I feel like people like him.
I mean, there's a guy right now. It's a free agent as a coach.
Frank Reich will get a job. Frank Reich will get a job. Frank Reich will get a job. You seemingly have no idea what that debate was over, though, based on a tweet you sent me yesterday, which, again, unsurprising.
Nope. It's one of the better young coaches in the NFL basically saying, if we lined up and Frank was on the other side, Eagles get their second loss of the season. That's what I got out of that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously not, right? He just thinks that Frank was hard done by that organization, and I don't disagree with that. Now, again, they've looked inspired under Jeff Saturday, only there's no argument against that, right? And I don't want you to tell me you think Frank Reich's an awful head coach. Just don't pretend you think he's better than two all-time greats. That's all. It just makes no sense. It's a bad thing to say out loud because it's impossible.
I mean, based on those offenses yesterday, Frank Reich, yes, absolutely. I take that back. Pittsburgh did have a good offensive game. Just didn't win. Just couldn't trust them. Yeah, couldn't trust them down the line. Now, I mean, Tomlin makes a couple defensive adjustments. They win, but
yeah, I mean, trust them to do that, and immediately starts moving and dancing. Eric Bieniemy get a job this go around? I mean,
no.
How many interviews is this guy going to get this time?
Yeah.
Just no one's going to give Eric Bieniemy a job again.
Why is he going
on the interviews at this point?
That's what he should be like. Interviews never going to get rid of. He has the best job in football. He's got the best job in football. Why is he?
I don't care about that. If you justify this one more time by saying that he doesn't call plays, I'm going to lose my mind. Okay? Yes. Because what you are choosing to do then is being willfully ignorant about the fact that they have hired many of the offensive coordinators from Andy Reid.
Never.
They all called plays. Doug
called a second half of one game before he got the Eagles job. So there you go.
Please.
He had the experience.
You got to stop doing that. It sounds ridiculous.
I don't think Eric Bieniemy is ever going to get a job, though. There has to be something underlying that the general public does not know. Because he would have gotten a job the last three or four cycles, hands down. Who is going to come off of a Eagles? And also, Andy Reid, if you get his blessing around the NFL, whatever coach he's, which is just a million coaches now being head coaches. Like, I remember Sean McDermott is a good example. Remember Jim Johnson, great defensive coordinator, Philadelphia Eagles passes away. McDermott was then defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles and took over. Didn't go all that. They weren't bad, but it just wasn't working out. And it looked like, wow, maybe McDermott's just not even cut out for the NFL. Andy Reid picks up the phone to Ron Rivera, who he had under his wing. Ron, do me a favor. He's going to be good. He's just not working out here. Take him as your defensive coordinator. Took him as the defensive coordinator. Now that guy is actually one of the better head coaches in the NFL with a great organization in Buffalo. Like, Andy Reid was making calls around the NFL. Hey, look, Eric is ready to go. He's a head coach. Nobody hired the guy? That was always interesting because anytime Andy Reid ever made a phone call for anybody, they turned into a head coach.
If Andy Reid is not making a phone call, but that's a big assumption considering you like to value the public comments from these guys and every single thing he says about Eric Bieniemy is positive.
Even though he's not, he's just being nice, right? Is that how I'm supposed to counter this?
Here's the thing. I don't know why you have decided that you want to spin the Eric Bieniemy hire. He's got, like, he had some off-field problems when he was in Colorado. Here's my problem. This is where we agree, okay?
Yeah.
If nobody's going to hire him because of the off-field problems in Colorado.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Okay, and by the way, I agree. Yeah. Tough bridge to sell. Look around this league.
Yeah.
Will one team just source it to Shefty and let him report it? Can maybe one team drop a clue to Rappaport?
No.
So he can explain this. Isn't it incredible that we do this every year and not one of the 17 high-level reporters at NFL Network can't give us a little bit of insight other than, man, no job for Bieniemy this go-around. Yeah, we know. Explain yourself.
Is it too toxic? Is it so toxic that if somebody sources that within 24 hours, that source will be outed and then gone from the NFL? Like, is it that toxic? Like, what type of information are we giving out where that person can't source it and get it out? Like, nobody will talk about it. He's been on probably, since he's been in the NFL and trying to be a head coach, probably no less than 25 separate interviews to be a head coach. But we can't get anything out of it that says, hey, look, here's why he's not going to be a head coach. Because you're right. It defies anything right. It defies. Like, you're under Andy Reid's wing. You are setting records every single year, it feels like, as the preeminent organization for offensive firepower. And this guy can't even, like, make it back, like, exit interviews he's basically getting. Not even entrance. Like, hey, welcome in. And a half hour later, he's eating lunch, and he's on his plane ride back. I don't know.
That is, again, what continues to lend credence to the idea that him not being hired is ridiculous. Because if there was a reason to not hire him that wasn't ridiculous, then we would know.
Yes.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad coaches that have gotten hired since Eric Bieniemy is not getting a coaching job, which I think everybody's reading between the lines, like I'm saying. There's something we don't know about, but yet nobody wants to talk about it. And every year the NFL gets hammered of why this guy isn't getting a job, and it's crickets every year. So something is odd about that. But let's get to the phone lines quickly here. 844-843-6879. Redtail is on the phone. He's ready to go on a Monday.
Hey, K-Dub, you're going to need some blood pressure medication here about 5 years.
Nah, man, I'm ready to go. This is what I do for a living. Thanks, though.
I got you. Hey, man, I'm just trying to understand I made a bet. I promised you a couple before I did this. But I bet $12.50 on the USA Wales draw at plus 200.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And also got USA tie no bet at minus 150 at $25. At minus 150. So if I understand that correctly, so if the U.S. ties, I'm at least breaking even.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
And if the USA actually wins,
plus,
I'm up like $41.
You'd have to run through the scenario most again, to be honest with you.
I'm sorry.
It's a win or draw.
USA,
right?
Wells. I think that this is a no-brainer. USA Wells draw at plus 200. I've got 12.50 on that. And I've got USA tie, no bet. I put 25 on that to win 41.67 at minus 150.
So basically you're saying if Wales doesn't win, you should be fine.
Yes.
Yeah, look, all I know is, all right, USA in a draw, the double chance is minus 290, which is exactly what that bet is. So if the math kind of works out to where you've created value, then tremendous scenes. But I'm not sure.
By the way, JP, the way he bets, every game is a winner in soccer. Like, I think if there's two different, like, you can bet a few different ways that no matter what happens, you come out a winner. Soccer, the best sport to bet on. It's coming up next, people. What are we, within about 10 minutes from the start? Oh, it's all going down. Make sure you stick it right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick segment before we hit the top of the hour in soccer. Just about ready to go. Wales versus the United States. And also, shout out real quick here. John Harbaugh giving an update on DeSean Jackson, who has a hamstring injury, missed the last game. Yeah, that's what happens when you sign old wide receivers who continuously break down. And that was your big move at the deadline. But having said that, JP, it's Monday. It's Monday Night Football. There's soccer going on. There's NBA. What do you have today? Like, which direction are we going?
Let's go to the U.S. and Wales, Donnie.
Ooh, all right. So we got to make a quick decision here. I don't even think we can wait till the end of the break, K-Dub, can we?
Well, what do you... Oh, no, we can't. Yeah, it'll be on. I bet the over in this game. 2.5 plus 140. I'm obviously rooting on USA. Want a little extra juice here. So that means we're going to get involved with the total. That's how we do it. So let's have some fun.
All right, JP. So are we going with, I don't know, is it a prop bet or just like a side or a total in the game?
You know my bet.
Do the same thing.
He bet USA, man.
Yeah, have to. That's right. Now, hold on. So JP bet... home tie and away for like what, like plus 300 if any of that hits?
Yeah, right. No, I took the U.S. outright. Let's do it.
U.S. outright, which is at about a big, what, a plus 145 or so. So they are a favorite in this game, technically. How about U.S. to score a goal both halves, though? Like, we're not expecting any goals, or we are expecting goals?
It is a bit tempting, though, right? I bet the over. Plus 440 is a big-time payout. Also, if they score in the first half, you're kind of home, right?
Yeah.
And you could, if you're worried about it, you can kind of drop it down. It is tempting. You going to bet it?
Yeah. I don't think so. You make the call.
You jump, I jump.
No, I need something better. I need something better than that. Like, I don't want a long shot. Like, I want something that feels right. Like, it feels like a long shot to me. It feels like 0-0 at the break. Yeah, exactly. USA to attempt one. Not even get one on goal. Like, just attempt the shot. That's what I'm down for.
What are you doing? Come on.
All right. We'll see what happens here coming back. But JP's in on it. He's got Team USA. He's ready to fire away. So is hour number two coming up. Monday Night Football also. But let's have a little watch party here. United States Wales coming up next right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers, all so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.